Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
716, one of the best tournaments of the year by far, is one of the four majors. It's the Open Championship, the British Open, going to be at Royal Portrush. Royal Portrush is a goofy golf course. A lot of the European courses are. And Kurt Byram, I don't know what sort of souvenir he's bringing back for me. Kurt Byram, NBC Sports, Golf Channel, but he's been in Europe for 3 weeks, so he should at least bring me back something, don't you think?
Well, he usually brings you, like, he brought you that T-shirt that said, I went to Royal Portrush, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
He also brought back advice, which was quit. Stop playing golf. Yeah. Kurt Byram joins us now. Good morning, buddy.
What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Or good afternoon to you. How's your 3 weeks in Europe going?
Oh, man, it's been great. I did the tournament, the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit, and then flew straight over from Detroit to Ireland, flew into Shannon, and we did the Irish Open. Weather was great. La Hinch, the golf club, was great. And then we went over and did the Scottish Open last week at Renaissance, and right next to Muirfield, and we had a good week there. And now on to the big one now this week.
Have you played Royal Portrush?
I have. I played it 2 years ago. We were here 2 years ago doing the Irish Open at Port Stewart, which is right next door, and I was able to come over and play one day. It's phenomenal. It's so good, and it's hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Explain to people, though, if you can. I don't know what hole it is, but there's a hole that drops off like a cliff, like if you picture Pebble Beach, that drops off to another golf course at Royal Portrush down below, and it's not OB. You got to go down there and play it, right?
I don't hit it where you do normally.
You know, that's a very good point. I've got to go play it. You're going to be in the fairway.
The 17th hole, though, the way these guys are going to play it here this week for the tournament, is dramatically downhill from tee to green, and then about 130 yards, maybe 120 yards from the green, there's a cliff that you just drop off and the ball will run. If they get it downwind, 15 miles an hour, it's a little over 400 yards to the green. They can definitely drive it on there. But they got to hit a perfect drive on the exact line to catch the right slope. And then if they don't, there's a lot of trouble down there. So 17 is going to be a fun hole to watch this week.
It's called the speed slot. Last week, this is, again, the wacky fun of European golf courses. One of the holes, I think it was last week, it had like three fairways crossing in one particular hole. And so you had to wait for guys to hit from, say, 5 over 12 or whatever the case may be. You still see a lot of that?
That was at La Hinch. That was 18-tee, 5-tee shot, which is a par 3. 18 is a par 5. 5 is a par 3, and then the fourth hole, the second shot, a blind shot over a mound. All three of those balls could have been in the air crossing at the same time. So it was pretty bizarre. I've never really seen anything like it. But, you know, that's the thing about these golf courses. You know, a lot of them were built in the 1800s, and, you know, without modern equipment, without all of the bulldozers and everything that we have nowadays. So whatever the land gave you, that's kind of where they just fit the turner, you know, the holes in, and then they built the green. And typically you're in the dunes on these links next to the sea or the ocean, and they're very quirky. I mean, they're 150 years old, and whatever that land gave those guys back then, that's what you still have today. It's really cool to play, though. It's my favorite golf. Steve, I love playing links golf.
I know. Yeah, no, we've talked about that. And you'll remember I played with you at Chicago Golf here, which is similar. You love that golf. Does that have anything to do with where you grew up?
It's possible. I grew up on a golf course. It was a 9-hole sand green golf course that didn't have irrigation, so we used to get a lot of roll on our drives there at that little golf course. Maybe that is it.
15 British Open champs in the field this week, of course, include Tiger Woods. There's two schools of thought here. One is that it's Tiger, and you can never count him out, and he's got his hot new 2-iron. He's going to hit a bunch of stingers. The other is he hasn't played enough to be competitive, and you could very possibly see Tiger blow up this week. Where are you?
I have no idea what we're going to get out of him. And the hard part, the thing that's hard is you don't know where he's at physically with that, you know, with that body that's been broken down through the years. He's obviously, you know, to win the Masters, he's back, he's put together, but he's really got to pay attention to the body. So I don't know where he is with that, and I'm assuming that's why he took all the time off. Didn't play a tournament from the U.S. Open to the Open here this week. So I don't know for sure what we're going to get. I would have loved to have seen him play at least once in between to kind of see where he's at, where the ball's going, what he needs to work on. But, you know, just without being able to really get to him and talk to him and get, you know, the answers you're looking for, it's pretty hard to tell what you're going to get from him.
What do you think of the new thin Phil Mickelson post-fast?
I saw him out there today. He looks really good. I mean, he's probably, I'm guessing, at least 10 pounds that he's lost. He looks really great. I was talking to his instructor, Andrew Getson, and he said, man, his energy's up. He's mentally, he's better than he was, you know, the last couple months. So he seems to be excited to play. He seems to be in a good place mentally. So, you know, it'll just be a matter of whether he can fit it into these fairways. If you hit a bunch of drivers and you miss a bunch of fairways this week, there's no chance you're going to contend. It's tight on some of the holes, and it's not, you know, if you didn't have spotters down there, you'd lose your ball. I mean, there are some really tough spots out there.
That's why, Dave, when I play, yeah, I bring a spotter, not a caddy.
That's a good idea.
A spotter right out in front of me. Kurt Byram, NBC News, or NBC Sports, I should say, and the Golf Channel. Dave.
Kurt, how much does local knowledge help Rory McIlroy this week?
You know, I would have said I typically like that kind of stuff, but this golf course is really straightforward. There's really nothing too tricky about it. There's only maybe a couple shots that I would consider blind shots, and they're not too severe. So once these guys have played a couple of practice rounds, they pretty much get their lines off the tee. You know, by that I mean they know how much they can cut off the dog legs. They know what their run out is through the fairway on the other side. And they pretty much, with all of the landmarks, with the grandstands all over the place, the television towers, all that kind of stuff, they pretty much get it figured out. And this isn't a quirky golf course. This is really straightforward. This could be one of the best venues that they've played this tournament on. It's just phenomenal. And if we get any wind at all, it's going to play really hard.
Give me a lightning round on a couple of guys. Gary Woodland.
Gary Woodland, he could do very well around here. I think he'll hit a lot of others off the tee rather than driver. He's long enough. He's going to hit a lot of 2-irons. If he keeps the ball in play, you just never know. He's up. You know, what we saw at the U.S. Open could happen again with him. He wouldn't be my pick to win it, but he's got the game to do it, and he's already proven that.
Dustin Johnson's had a really good year, but I don't know. He's just never front page for me anymore because of Brooks Koepka, but is he playing well?
I think he's playing okay. You know, he hasn't done a whole lot recently, but you can never really count him out. He's definitely in the, you know, top 7 or 8 guys, I think, when you're talking about. He's just so much talent that if he gets going, then he could be the guy to beat. You just never know for sure. But I think, you know, I think Brooks Koepka, Rory, the other guy I think that's playing really well, and he's got a lot of confidence right now. He won the Irish Open, would be John Rahm. But it's hard to predict, man. Predicting winners in golf when you got 156 guys,
kind of nuts.
Really hard to do.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. And because I'm your friend, I'm not going to ask you to do that. The British Open usually has somebody you don't expect that at least lives on the leaderboard on the final day. Who's that going to be?
You know, there's a guy, he's an Englishman, Matt Wallace, and he's not really under the radar, especially over here, because he won 3 times last year on the European Tour. But Matt Wallace is a fiery guy. He's really competitive. He's starting to play some great golf. He's been pretty consistent. He'd be a guy that I wouldn't be surprised to see compete this week. He's I believe he's teeing it up. I don't have my my parents here right now, but I think he's teeing it up with Tiger the first 2 days. So that will be a big moment for him.
Safe travels, my friend. You're doing great stuff for the Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and I look forward to seeing more of that. And thanks for doing this.
I enjoy our chat, Steve. Take care of yourself.
All right, buddy. See you. That's Kurt Byram.